Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. So let's do a newsy podcast today, and one that will help you practice certain words, certain expressions, certain vocabulary. And if you would like more podcasts to listen to really help your English language learning move forward quickly, then have a look at our podcast download service. Go to our website at adeptenglish.com and look at our podcast bundles. They are really good value for money. And buying a podcast bundle will ensure that you've got good quality English language listening everywhere you go with you on your mobile phone. So it will help you improve your English and give you lots of interesting material to listen to. So, lots of news at our end about COVID-19 and the pandemic. The verb to ping, P-I-N-G, is being used a lot at the moment. And like the noun lockdown and the verb to lockdown, it's acquired its own coronavirus pandemic specific meaning. Lockdown is the word we use when we're told to stay home and not go out. We are in lockdown. So at the moment, people are getting pinged in the UK, left, right and centre. Left, right and centre, that means everywhere. And what does to ping mean? Well, if you get pinged, that means you've been contacted by the NHS track and trace process. Usually this happens because you've given your details in a pub, a restaurant or some other venue. And a few days later, someone you were in contact with there has tested positive for COVID-19. So your phone pings because there's a message to tell you that you've been in contact and you must stay home and self-isolate, possibly for up to 10 days. So the verb to ping, it means that noise which your phone makes when a message arrives. Your phone pings. Oh my goodness, I hope that that's not the NHS track and trace app. If your phone pings with a message telling you to self-isolate for 10 days, this is a pain. Understandable, but a pain. A big inconvenience. Even when you're double vaccinated, you've had both jabs, you have to cancel all your plans for the next 10 days and stay at home. So this situation has led some of the newspapers in the UK to come up with a new term, a new word, and that's pingdemic. P-I-N-G-D-E-M-I-C. So a made-up word meaning an epidemic of pings, alerting people to their COVID contacts. It seems the UK is in danger of grinding to a halt. That means coming to a complete stop, a complete standstill, because so many people are being pinged. So this happened to my daughter in the last couple of weeks. She was pinged and told that she must self-isolate. That means not see anyone, not go out. She did this for a few days, not going out, seeing any friends, or for her work. She had to work from home or WFH, as I've talked about before. She then started to feel ill. Bit of a raised temperature, feeling hot and cold, stomach not feeling good, and a burning feeling in her chest. Now, everyone in the UK with children in school has been given lots of free lateral flow tests. So these are the tests which look a little bit like pregnancy tests, which tell you whether or not you are positive for COVID-19. We've got lots of them in our house, and my daughter, convinced that she might have COVID-19, took no less than 5 of these lateral flow tests over a few days, all of which were negative, all of which told her she didn't have COVID-19. However, because she continued to feel ill and had been pinged because of a contact, her place of work asked her to have a PCR test. The PCR test is taken in the same way as the lateral flow test, but it's more sensitive and the results are processed in a laboratory. You get your result the next day. We were fully expecting the test to be negative because of her other tests, but big shock, it came back positive. Well, then we all had the experience of what the track and trace system in the UK is like. All our phones were pinging and telling us to register on the government system and that we must stay home. And they kept on pinging until we did exactly what was asked and registered. My daughter was also phoned by track and trace and spent nearly an hour on the phone, describing all the places she'd been and all the people she'd seen in the last month so that they could be contacted by the track and trace service. So, of course, we did what was asked and nobody left the house for a number of days. And all of my daughter's friends who she'd seen were pinged too. In terms of disruption, we're lucky in that we can work from home and my son was already off school because so many of his teachers had COVID-19 that there weren't enough of them to run the school. So his school had already shut for the summer holidays early. My elder daughter is living in London, so she wasn't affected because she hadn't seen us, except that we ended up cancelling her birthday celebration twice. Never mind, we are doing her birthday celebration on the 5th of August instead, nearly a month late, as long as we don't get pinged again before that happens. So we have officially had coronavirus in our house. I'm pleased to say that my daughter has now made a full recovery, even though she felt quite ill for a few days. And the adults in the house, both of us are double vaccinated, so we didn't get ill, nor did my son, who is 13 years old and unvaccinated. So it may be that we're COVID immune now. We've had it and we're okay. I imagine it's the Delta variant that my daughter had, as most cases in the UK are the Delta or the Indian variant. So good to know if we have immunity. On the other hand, I now read that Public Health England are warning that the Delta variant, you can get reinfected. You can catch COVID-19 a second time. Who knows what the truth is? I'm pleased to say that my daughter who had COVID has now had her first Pfizer vaccination, so that's good. But what of the pingdemic? Well, the UK government originally set a date of 16th of August as the time from which double vaccinated people don't need to self-isolate if they are pinged. Given that 70% of adults in the UK are now double vaccinated, that seems sensible if we have confidence that the vaccine works. Given the big rise in the number of cases in the UK recently, the chances of being pinged are much, much higher. And if very few people are going to actually become ill, it's a lot of disruption for no particular reason. But it needs careful thought and decision making. The government is now under pressure to push that date forward to make it later than the 16th of August because of our high number of cases. We have higher numbers of COVID-19 cases as we're allowed out more and we're being allowed to mix with each other. So we can go to restaurants, use public transport, and we're being encouraged to return to our face-to-face work. So of course the rate of infection is higher, but the number of deaths has risen only a little. So there's a feeling of being in a different stage now in the pandemic, where to an extent we let COVID-19 run its course. Most of the people who are vulnerable to serious illness, who may need protection, are already vaccinated. But the problem is that this pingdemic is starting to affect so-called key workers. Key workers are people like health professionals, teachers, supermarket staff, people who collect the rubbish, the police, the fire service, the delivery drivers and the staff who look after the UK's borders. A couple of weeks ago, so many London Underground workers had been pinged that parts of the tube had to close down completely. So the newspaper headlines have been saying things like pingdemic chaos in the UK. A balance is being sought here. We have to think of safety, but we have to think about continuing to allow the country to run. And it's the same in other countries. Governments are trying to find that balance between enough safety and allowing life and business to continue to function. We can't afford to be in lockdown forever, and we don't want to be either, just for our mental health. So there is a pressure also on the government to bring that date forward from which double vaccinated people don't need to self-isolate if they're pinged. So Sadiq Khan, for example, the London mayor, is saying we need it now. The UK government usually says we have to follow the science. But the reality is that the scientists don't really know either, because we've never been in this situation before. So they're just making informed guesses and estimates. And the scientists' advice is always working to reduce infection. It doesn't take into account other considerations, like the need for the country to run, food to be delivered, people to carry on working, health services to continue to operate. That's the part that governments have to think about. So as I said, there needs to be a balance. Our UK government are always being criticised. But I wouldn't like to be the one having to make those decisions. Someone is going to think that you've got it wrong, whatever rules you choose to make. Anyway, I don't know if that reflects what's going on in your country. It may be that you are at a different stage in the pandemic, but let us know. And I hope this podcast has at least given you something interesting to listen to and helped you with some of the vocabulary, some of the words that we are using during this pandemic. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.